Yeah, we're back at Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. And on the phone right now, we have a Northern Vermonter, Montgomery, Vermont native. It is Ellie Purrier. She's a runner, a star runner at the University of New Hampshire. Ellie, you just set the record at the America East Conference at the America East Championships this past weekend in the 5K. I know how I would be feeling after a 5K, but you've got to be feeling on top of the world right now.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Really happy I was able to reach that record and be there with my teammates as well.
So what was the time?
I ran a 16:27 for the 5K.
So 5K is 3.2 miles, right?
3.1, yep.
3.1. I think that 16:27 would probably get me a mile and a half. So were you lapping anyone? Because you would have lapped me for sure.
Definitely wasn't lapping anybody, but I guess I did have a pretty big lead.
Ellie, is that a goal of yours to go in and just shatter conference records? Because every time I talk to runners, it's always, I want to get a PR. I need the PR. That's personal record. So do you look at it that way? Do you say, I want to go in and just beat myself? Or do you say, I want to just annihilate the field?
Definitely depending on the race. But I guess last weekend I was just planning to get in there and get the job done, you know, win the race for my team so we could win as a team. And the record really came as a surprise to me. I was just trying to run the time that I needed, and that record just came with it, I guess. So I was pretty happy and pretty surprised.
Ellie Purrier, she's a Vermont native, and she's a runner at the University of New Hampshire, and she's with us on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. So what's the next step in this season for you and your team? You guys did win the team championship, if I'm not mistaken. You have the individual championship. So what happens now?
Next weekend, we're headed to the regional meet in New York City. So we'll race against everybody on the regional level and possibly have a chance at getting to the national level. So depending on how we do there, we'll advance to the national meet, which is in Terre Haute, Indiana, this year.
Now, Ellie, you also compete in spring track and field, I know, and that's pretty normal, right, for athletes to compete in both the fall and the spring?
Yeah, but that's later in the year.
So what's the off period like? How much time do you actually get off between the two seasons?
Well, we actually have three seasons, so we have indoor track and then outdoor track, so you get like a few weeks of downtime, you know, not completely off from running, but depending on how hard you run during the season, you might get more time off, but usually a week or so you take off.
Now, you also were at the Olympic trials for Rio this year in the steeplechase. When I think of steeplechases, I think of horses. So explain to me exactly which event the steeplechase is again.
The steeplechase is jumping over stuff. It is similar to what the horses do. But it's 3,000 meters, so it's roughly 2 miles. And you jump over these hurdles that are pretty sturdy. So if you hit them, then they don't pop back up like a normal hurdle. then there's also one steeple throughout per lap that has a water pit on the other side of it. So you have to jump over that and land in the water also. So there's five steeples per lap.
How do you get into that? Because that's certainly not on the mainstream sport level. I can't imagine that's offered at too many high schools, especially around here in northern Vermont where you're from. How did you decide, you know what, I'm just going to go jump over things?
I don't know. It just looked interesting. I mean, I saw some other girls doing it. I did it once in high school. There was like a meet in South Burlington, actually, that had it. It was a 2,000-meter steeplechase, but that kind of like opened my eyes to it, and I gave it a shot, and I ended up really liking it.
Ellie Purrier, she's a Montgomery, Vermont native, and she's a runner at UNH, and she's with us here on Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. What was the experience like of going through the Olympic trials?
It was amazing to be there with so many elite athletes and, you know, people that I really look up to and admire. It was just awesome. It was just an awesome experience. I didn't necessarily run as well as I would have wanted, but just being there was an honor and definitely great experience for the future to build up my confidence and experience racing in such a competitive meet.
Ellie, you're a junior right now, so that means that the next Olympics will come around when you're done with college. Do you plan on maybe going back to the Olympic trials once more, or once your career is done, no more running?
I'm not really sure of my plans right now. Probably will continue running after college, but definitely shooting for the next Olympic trials.
Ellie, you're from Montgomery, Vermont, and every time I say that I'm new in town and I don't know where anything is, everyone gives me quizzical looks, but I have to ask you, all right, where exactly is that?
It's just below the Canadian border. It's right next to Jay Peak, Vermont.
Okay, so how did you get into running? Because I'm thinking skiing, I'm thinking hockey, I'm thinking all kinds of winter sports. How did you get into cross-country running?
I used to play basketball, and there was a tryouts for that, and you had to run a mile. And the assistant coach was also a track coach, so he saw me run the mile and told me I should try out for track. And so I did, and then I was pretty good.
I would say that was a good decision. Did you end up playing basketball also?
I did. I did play basketball, but I ran cross country in the fall and outdoor track in the spring.
You know, I had a Plattsburgh State athlete on recently, and I asked her if she ever got any grief from going over the lake from people in Vermont. Do you ever get any grief for heading over to New Hampshire?
A little bit, but I think I'm pretty happy here. I really like it, and it's been a really good fit for me. So,
Ellie Puryear, she's a runner at UNH, and she's with us on Champlain Valley Game Night, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. How often do you get to return home, and when you come back to Northern Vermont, what's the first thing you do? Is it you've got to stop at this pizza place? You've got to go see this friend? What's the first thing you do when you're back in town?
I go see my parents. I go up to the barn and see the cows and everything. And I don't go home very often, probably like once every couple months or so. But
we're headed towards Thanksgiving, so hopefully there's some good mom's cooking up in the barn when you get back.
Definitely. My mom's an awesome cook. Yeah, can't wait.
Ellie Puryear, she's a runner at UNH, set the America East Conference record in the 5K. Olympic team hopeful in the future, was at the Olympic trials this year for Rio. Ellie, we appreciate your time today. Congratulations on all your success, and we'll talk to you down the road. We'll be looking for you on all these cross-country results.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.